Chapter 4. Once Connected, Always Connected. Living in a Holographic Universe. A mystery was alluded to in the previous experiments where the photons were separated by 14 miles, yet acted as if they were still connected, a mystery that was never solved. Part of the proof that the divine matrix actually exists comes from experiments precisely like this one. They show that when two somethings have been physically joined, like those two particles, for example, they act as if they're still connected to one another, even though they were separated by distances ranging from feet to hundreds of miles. The question is why? We've all heard that a picture is worth a thousand words. As a visual person, I know that this is true for me. To see one demonstration of how to start the engine of my truck, for example, is much more meaningful to me, consciousness, and his consciousness. The reason that the signals did not have to travel between the photons is because they were already there. They never left from anywhere and were never carried to anywhere in the conventional sense. By definition, every place in a hologram is a reflection of every other place, and every property that exists anywhere in the hologram also exists everywhere else. So, in the non-local hologram of our universe, the underlying energy that links everything instantly connects everything as well. Spiritual teachers generally agree with scientists on this view of reality. As Irvin Laszlo, the founder of systems philosophy, describes, life evolves, as does the universe itself, in a sacred dance with an underlying field. This seems to be precisely what the ancient Avata Saka Sutra of Mahayana Buddhism is describing as the wonderful net of energy that connects all things in the universe. If the universe is non-local and holographic, not only does this net link everything together, every point within the net also reflects all other points. In addition to being the universe, the net contains the universe and gives it holographic qualities. Throughout the net, the ancient sutra describes an infinite number of what it calls the eyes in the universe. And as there are an infinite number of these eyes, all things are visible to all other things. In what, well, may be the oldest description of a hologram discovered so far, the sutra then reveals the power of each jewel to create change throughout the entire net. It actually states that each of the jewels reflected in any one is also reflecting all of the others, so that there is an infinite reflecting process occurring. Well, according to the translation of the sutra I've just referenced, this net symbolizes a cosmos in which there's an infinitely repeated relationship among all members of the cosmos. What a beautiful description of the subtle yet powerful principle that nature uses to survive and grow and evolve. In a holographic world where each piece already has the whole mirrored only on a smaller scale, everything is already everywhere. From the simplicity of a single blade of grass to the complexity of our bodies, it's this holographic principle that promises everything we need to survive and grow is always with us, everywhere, all the time. So as we understand the power of our infinitely connected hologram of consciousness, it becomes clear that nothing is hidden and there are no secret places. These things are the byproducts of our sense of separateness. While it may look like that we're separated from one another and the rest of the world, that separation does not exist on the level where the hologram originates, within the divine matrix. With this level of unity, there really can be no such things as here and there. And this is why any change that we wish to see in our world, from the healing and safety of our loved ones to peace in the Middle East, or any of the 60-plus nations of our world now engaged in armed conflict, does not need to be sent from inside of our hearts and minds to the places where it's needed. You do not need to send anything anywhere. Our prayers are inside of us, and they're already everywhere. This is the powerful realization that's the 14th key in our exploration of the divine matrix. That key states that the universally connected hologram of consciousness promises that the instant you create your good wishes and prayers, they're already at their destination and they're already received. The implications of this principle are vast and deep. To really know what it means in our lives, however, we need to examine the last piece of how our hologram works, the power to create change within the hologram. If everything is really connected, and if everything is already everywhere all of the time, then what happens when we change something in one part of the hologram? And once again, the answer might surprise you.